joy akin to King Arthur's joy in finally receiving Excalibur. However, George Herman met a surgeon who uses language like that.
A very close call. When he came in, I really thought, you know, the guy is going to get stuff. I would like to start to play with the
animal. One holds the knife as one holds the bow of a cello or a tulip by the stem. Not palmed, nor gripped, nor grasped, but lightly with the tips of the fingers.
Even as we might have just suggested,
the man who wrote that description is this man wielding the scalpel at Yale New Haven Hospital, surgeon and author Richard Seltzer, whose art reflects the nature of his work.
Can you feel that hard shot of tumor there? It's a solid block of it, isn't it? That is not diverticulitis. It's tumor. Okay? This poor lady has one bad carcinoma. Absolutely. She got medicine.
How do you give bad news?
Well, it's probably one of the hardest parts of my work. Of course, it is necessary to tell the truth. And don't take away hope, because hope lives on, hope exists.
Seltzer's books are filled with love and compassion as he works off some of the pain he encounters.
I think Art, Art is a great healer. Itself, Emerson, the poet, said that. He said, the poet is the only true doctor, offering perhaps not bodily cure, but something equally important, the moment of revelation. And I think by revealing, as I do to my readers, the tending relationship and the matters of the body pushed to extreme and a little beyond, I think perhaps I have been able to extend my healing powers a little bit. In an operating room, of course, the patient must be anesthetized in order that he not feel the pain. The surgeon, too, must be anesthetized in a certain way, in order that he or she be somewhat removed from the white heat of feeling the event. Only the surgeon writer, the surgeon poet, which I became later in my life, is unanesthetized. And he sees everything, senses nothing, and feels everything, and must report it back. It's his responsibility to report it back to the waiting world. Getting A in organic chemistry, it has nothing to do with being a doctor. And were I to sit on the admissions committee of a medical school, I would automatically reject anyone who got A in organic chemistry, because I would suspect him of having less of the humane qualities which are essential to being a doctor.
He volunteers part of his time at a low-cost community health center.
Okay, now start in the middle and come around like she had it, that holds it, okay? And how often are they coming in to see me?
Well, I've been coming in 3 weeks.
Well, how about coming in 2 weeks this time, okay?
All right.
I get lonesome when you don't come and see me very often.
Mm-hmm.
I get that longing. I feel it down here.
Oh, wow.
Okay, now I'm going to make that a prescription.
Seltzer writes, to be a writer is to find beauty, even poetry, in the world you inhabit, even a hospital corridor, even an operating room.
Can you just think about that? Welcome back to the world. Mm-hmm. Now, I sent the tissue. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
You're listening, right?
Okay.
I just spoke to the pathologist, and it's a difficult reading to give. So you're going to have a day of wonder ahead of you.
Seltzer is a slight, slender man, smaller than most surgeons, and a firm believer in touching and reassuring.
See you later.
In one of his books, he advises young surgeons, you must keep in contact with your patient until he is asleep. Hold his hand, or place your hand on his shoulder, his chest. Speak quietly as though privately. The sight and sound of you is balm in Gilead at this time.
You're really very safe here. Very safe. We're all looking for you.
As an anesthesiologist, I can tell you that he is in the room, in the operating room. As soon as the patient is brought in, he helps move the patient from the stretcher to the operating table. He is all the time there.
He hovers over his patients much like a mother hen over her old chicks. And
he's just a truly unique surgeon, I think. He's got an ability in him to deal with patients, staff members, ancillary personnel. He treats everyone equally. He's friendly, he's nice, and he really does care.
Seltzer believes a passage in his book, Mortal Lessons, sums up his feeling that surgeons aren't born with compassion.
It is much later that it comes. No easy shaft of grace, this, but the cumulative murmuring of the numberless wounds he has dressed, the incisions he has made, all the sores and ulcers and cavities he has touched in order to heal.
That touches something in your experience, I take it.
Oh,
it sums it up.
It is a summation, a kind of credo. About your mom. She isn't any wider awake this morning than she was. She has movement, and whatever.
He's a warm little guy. That's how I could explain him. Right now, I'm not under his care, and he's still calling and checking on me, see how I feel.
Okay, well, listen here. If you don't talk to me about anything, give me a ring at the office.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll let you check.
I heard you were right. I mean, you should care to say the bone was saved his life.